5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
This is About Space, America's Return to Space, with news and information on our U.S. space program.
From our About Space Today World Headquarters, I'm John Gomez. This week in space, a Viper will be heading to the moon to help search for ice. Does NASA's Orion space capsule have a safety issue? And the Pentagon releases another report on UFOs that we'll discuss with our very own David Denault. These stories and more next, as America and the world is listening to About Space Today.
D&D Cruise and Tours is the official agent for About Space, and we invite you to come fly away to all-inclusive resort island destinations or a cruise vacation from Port Canaveral, and even visit the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, or just come and see the parks. Call for a discount cruise or an island getaway or the Florida beaches. Call today. The call is free, and so are our services. Call 877-747-8631. That's 877-747-8631. We are Florida's group travel specialists.
Welcome back. NASA's next moon rover has a name and is getting closer to completion. The Volatiles Investigating Polar Exploration Rover, or Viper, is scheduled to launch to the moon later this year, and now that all of its flight instruments are installed, Viper is over 80% complete. Now, on another note, does the Orion space capsule have a safety issue? Well, a NASA safety panel says the agency is studying issues with the design of the side hatch of the Orion spacecraft that could affect its ability to be opened in an off-nominal situation. In late February, members of the Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel, ASAP, they said NASA has been looking at a number of issues with the side hatch on the Orion space capsule over the last 6 to 9 months. Stay tuned to About Space Today for updates on the Orion capsule, Viper, and the Artemis program. Finally this week, the Pentagon has released yet another report on UAPs. About Space Today's executive news editor David Denault has more. David?
On Friday, the Pentagon report found no evidence that the government was covering up knowledge of extraterrestrial technology and said there was no evidence that any UFO sightings represented alien visitation to Earth. Now, the 63-page document is one of the most sweeping rebuttal the Pentagon has issued in recent years to counterclaims that it has information on extraterrestrial visits or technology. A Defense Department spokesman, Major General Patrick Ryder, said the Pentagon approached the report with an open mind and no preconceived notions, but simply found no evidence to back up claims of secret programs, hidden alien technology, or anything else extraterrestrial. In the report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, which the government now calls UFOs, there remains many unsolved reports, but the document stately plains there is nothing to see.
We are not hiding anything. We have nothing to hide.
Now let's go back a few years to when we really learned of the secret government program and when it began, and recruited Lou Elizondo to head the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, ATIP.
In 2008, I was approached by a couple representatives from a little small obscure office somewhere in the Pentagon. That office was called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, ATIP. The individuals asked me if I would be part of an effort which quite literally looked at UFOs. ATIP was the deliberate and purposeful study of unidentified aerial vehicles that were being encountered in controlled U.S. airspace. People asked me, well, why you, Lou? And as it was explained to me, it was because of my background. I'm a career counterintelligence special agent. Many of my assignments were overseas, initially in the Latin American hemisphere, and then later on, after September 11th, over in Afghanistan and the Middle East. I took an oath many, many years ago to defend this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that's why I accepted the offer to join ATIP. I approached this job the same way I did every other job I ever had in intelligence. The exact same methodologies that we used to hunt terrorists, we were using to hunt UFOs. The sources of information that was collected was primarily through Department of Defense and military assets. Think of fighter aircraft and military eyewitnesses. We did not engage the public. These pilots are not only trained observers, but they are some of the best aircraft pilots on the planet, operating some of the most sophisticated weapon systems on the planet. When they're telling you that they are encountering something that they cannot describe that impacts our national security and our ability to respond to a perceived threat. And so when they are encountering these objects, we have to take their testimony seriously. Imagine something that had the ability to fly in space, underwater, and in our atmosphere at 13,000 miles an hour and change directions instantly. We fly the SR-71 at 3,200 miles an hour. If you wanted to take a right-hand turn, it would take you roughly half the state of Ohio to do it. And yet what we're seeing are objects that can do 90-degree turns instantly. And we're not talking about speeds of 3,200 miles an hour. They've been clocked at over 13,000. The question arises, how is that possible?
David, certainly the House and Senate committees who provide oversight must have some stance on these reports, given the evidence that's been presented to the world.
John, I don't think the Congress is really satisfied with the Pentagon report, as Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says.
Honestly, we have video footage of UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena.
My gosh. We're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. The whole thing, dude.
More and more things that we can't identify. So we need to know what it is. That is necessary for national security.
There's a whole fleet of them. Look on the ASA.
Lou Elizondo sums it all up for us.
Yes, it came from outer space to fill the world with terror, to bring you unforgettable suspense.
When you hear the term UFO, I think a lot of people think of Little Green Men and Elvis on the Mothership and tinfoil hats.
Where did it come from?
When in reality, what we're talking about are real objects that are being encountered over controlled U.S. airspace, in some cases very sensitive locations, performing in ways that, frankly, we can't understand.
Well, my question is, if we are to believe the Pentagon report that there is nothing more to see, then what are thousands of people seeing? What are our military pilots reporting? And what is flying over our secret military installations? John, back to you.
About Space Today's executive news editor, David Denault, with that report. Thanks, David. Make sure you check out our Facebook page, aboutspace.today, for launches and landings, and invite your family and friends to listen weekly. You can find us on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple, Spotify, Libsyn, and more. Be sure to join David Denault every month for a special report and Don Meyer every Friday for America in Space. And remember, whether you're listening from the International Space Station or just on your phone, thanks for tuning in. I'm John Gomez, and you just learned a little bit about space today.